Okay, first here comes a spontaneous about 25 minutes before it continues with the live videos. It's taking off a lot of weight for me to have not to do everything as a live video. It is much more effort to do the live videos, and right now is coming in so much simultaneously what is so golden to pass on. One can be really looking forward for the Lucid Dream, Mandela Awakening, Deja Vu, Synchronicity movie series, and also the 434 Lucid Dream movies. There to go on the knees. This is getting you in front of the antlers of the creator for the first time. Never this had been transmitted so clearly in videos, and I couldn't speak for years over my experiences, because it was important to transport the messages and not describing how awesome this experience is like. Same wise, I was also so grateful how KK84 describes it in his works DMT and Salvia Bible. Wow, very cool that someone reports how existence in higher dimensional realms is like, and which forms it takes, and how unfathomable this beauty and experiences are. You can't compare anything in human experience and existence with this. And up to now it was no opportunity to transport this. But in the videos of 434, it's the first time catched in picture and audio. It is so touching, and also because I had over the years lots of contact with these machine elves or these entities. And it was not so much external entities. It was a super intelligence, a swarm intelligence. I was transformed into so much. I got telepathically sent contents, and I was allowed to bring the messages here back. This is where all my lucid dream work came from and was inspired. It was never my idea. This I body already is gone for long. It all speaks out of unity, out of the highest sacred state that existence can take, and I'm simply grateful. But anyway, I now start with the topics I wanted to add. And the first thing is about Angora. Angora wool and clothes come from animals, namely Angora rabbits. And there are of course several ways how it is produced, whether compassionate or not compassionate. And we have to harmonize that. I am aware of the different production possibilities. The Angora that I have and wear, it is just bought from already used sources, used stuff, and some of it is still from my youth, what my parents gave me as a heritage. So you have these things for a lifetime, and you never have to buy anything anymore, any more clothes and stuff. And I use only used Angora clothes, and I harmonize it. There is more reason why I wash it in ayahuasca, beside that it gets a nice color, because it harmonizes the stories of the origin and how it was produced, and through the Mandela effect, what we will soon get very close to know. We will learn anyway that everything is a dream. You can then manifest that the way the things you use were produced came through a mindful way, through a mindful treating. And with this you can take out the justification. We are coming from a dualistic world. You cannot buy or touch anything that does not have any stories attached to it. What is similar with these down feathers, or with fur, or even with your phone? Only few of us have a fair trade mobile phone, also your MacBook. Let's go in a higher perspective and skip this direct blaming. We are living in a matrix. These are things from our subconscious. We only can learn empathy through this process. And we also learn to relativize this in a way. In the end, there is no good and no evil in the universe anyway. There is a reason for everything. You can let go from the karmic story attached to every detail. And also know that we are forming communities, we form islands of light, and in these communities we could then hold Angora rabbits, and we could stroke these rabbits in the tippy evening rounds, and the fur then goes off through love. And we can then use again spinning wheels, they will reappear, and it would be a very beautiful meditative work for the winter to make clothes out of it. Or the more we rise up in frequency, there will also be the other option, that we can create matter from mind right before our eyes. And these are just vibration enhancements that are needed. And we will just be mindful of our environment. And in this higher dimensional realms, we can clean up and harmonize everything. And the other clue I wanted to mention is about flushing your mouth with oil in the morning. I'm an absolute fan of oil pulling for years. That is, your body transports a lot of toxins over the night to the surface. And therefore, a foot bath would actually also belong to this. You can do it, for example, in the evening. But I go for a long time now, mostly barefoot or in the forest mud, or I go in ponds or streams. So in the morning after getting up, you do not have to talk to anyone around the first 1 hour, because you're still in this semi-delirious dream delirium. In this phase, it is good to take sunflower oil or coconut oil, a little bit of it in the mouth, and flushing it for several minutes, a long, long time. And this is helping a lot, and it is drawing out a lot of toxins. And it's a great thing to know that you do not immediately drink in the morning something, because then all the substances that the body has already transported to the surface go right back and directly to the stomach. When you do this for a longer time, you become automatically more pure and pure. And one can also use the time in the morning when you wake up and one has neither hunger or thirst. And it's so pleasant to keep this period on and on as long as it feels good for you. This is basically what I now do for a longer time. Not every day, but many days. It means about between 12 and 20 hours dry fasting every day, and then I break it at night. During this dry fasting, you do not have any cravings and you don't need anything. It is setting you so free, and it feels so good. And in the evening or at night, you can break the fast with drinking something, or you can, of course, do more days. And also feel invited when you hear the call of the breatharian. This is a magnet anyway, and it's hard to stop. And it's important to do it in phases, that you fast for a long time, and when you realize now it's getting to points where you feel you should eat something, then do it good-hearted. Then you could go to liquid food or to the wild herb salad that I love to recommend so much. This is so awesome. If you collect ground elder, stinging nettle, leaves of strawberry, clover, plantain, broadleaf, cress, sorrel, such a diversity, and you do not need to work for it because it simply grows. And you always collect just the useful leaves. They have the most life power. And you then cut these herbs extremely small. And you can then still add a few grains and put it through the flake squeezer. And you can use the vinegar of the four thieves, how it is called. It's a recipe from the Mid Ages. And I link the recipe on the Lucid Dream page. This is aterically so great. And it's simply vinegar with the four herbs, thyme, rosemary, sage, lavender, and also garlic in it. It's a power-up. And this wild herb salad is then best eaten upside down with your head touching the ground like a ceremony. And you know then why I call it porn food. What can unfold there is saliva from the mucous membranes, this fluid. And if you're already then in excited states and have slightly DMT active, then you see all the fractals of these wild herbs, all the information and the vibration, and everything is then charged much more directly into your body. And it's good to know, for example, that the dandelion has about 200% fold values of vitamin C, A, K, lots of minerals list-wise. So these wild herbs have really everything you need. You don't even need anything anyway, but in the meantime, it is helping enormously to advance detoxification. And I already know that I don't need to do any parasite cure anymore, because over the years, ayahuasca has contributed a great deal to my detoxification. Also, I am living now for 3 years consistently. There were some exceptions, but for 3 years, no carbohydrates. I don't need these anymore. So no more bread, noodles, potatoes, rice. This is simply delaying you, it's just a placeholder. Instead, just use the flake squeezer that I already linked on the Lucid Dream page. This helped me a lot to get away from carbohydrates, and it makes it very simple to switch to raw food. You can then use all the seeds and make a great base out of it, all you need. You will not be eating for too long anyway, because once you're fasted, it will always draw you back into the state. And where you realize that the whole point is that you're full of energy, that it is fun, that you have no signs of weakness. That is just the opposite of what is so much feared and what is so much doubted. And you also stay away from fears, from doubts, and from people who radiate that. And you can connect to others that are on the same level as you. It's an innermost call, and you allow that it allows. And you realize how easy it will get in the world that is projected around you when you start to heal yourself, when you stop putting so much weight into your body. The more you approach this process, the more the projection of how you create the world in which you live will suddenly be healed. This is the simplest principle of healing within, healing outside. And someone asked, so why do we have organs that can digest something? Because this sends us through these processes that we learn. Our stomach, the whole gastrointestinal system, this is in fact a second brain. It doesn't just look like a brain this way. It has also the function of a second brain. And the brain can only fully develop and be in the highest vibration if not a constant fight takes place when you feed yourself. When you eat something, the digestive fire, what is a burning process, is coming. And what happens? Shit is produced. You have the frequency of shit in you, with which you do not identify yourself so much, that wants to leave the body, and that just blocks the highest vibrations. You can be grateful, you can celebrate food, you can have all the enjoyment and all the faces about it, but later, that's not what you want or need anymore. You can then even make a trip to a city, and it is not a hard thing anymore if you see people standing there somewhere for food. They are then just standing there. This is not longer touching you. There is no smell, and also cheese cannot get you back into craving stories. This was then a story of yesterday. Because concerning cheese, you realize that the substance that made us so addicted to cheese is called casein. And it has been proven that casein has the same addictive potential as cocaine. And then nobody is surprised anymore. Whereas one have to say cocaine really does not have such an addictive potential just because you pay €100 for 1 gram. And this is why sugar can more be labeled as the cocaine for the folk and its addictive potential. But if you're away from that, it's so free. And you're so welcome to let yourself help through the tools of nature, which make the process and the way much easier. Iboga, as later also again mentioned, is so great. This is what I use to get rid of the last addictions in my case, which is a little bit of honey. And it works quite well. And I also got a lot of support because then people are showing up with the same frequency that also go on the Brazilian path. It's multiplying the frequency, and it is like the universe is caring that everything is going on very, very well, how I would love it to have. And it is really every day like a parallel reality where you are like, will it go this way or this way? Will I eat a little bit or will I stay away from it? So this is just one point. You can either be like a baby that still needs its suckers, get nourished when they were breastfeeded, or you can be in your own full power up with I don't want anything, I am source. You're focused and you're so frequency enhanced. These are the two parallel realities. That is every day just a slight decision or a slight, you have to get into the mood. Therefore, it just helps me when I see how the universe synchronicity takes care of me, that I every day get on the way and in the vibration from which everything takes place. I just describe it from the perspective where you feel more and more like already arrived, like being the source. There is nothing more to achieve. And also there are these phases where you realize, the awakening has also already taken place. This is something that becomes more and more clear in phases, that this is a side effect, that the Mandela effect shows clearly the world is now layering. Cluck, 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 cluck. Now it rattles and rattles that, for example, even Trump suddenly produces full positive messages. And also, and it rattles that, for example, even Trump suddenly produces full positive reports. And also about 5G, what is about to come. This is full of great mind tricks where we can learn. I will handle these topics in the upcoming videos. So be aware, don't be worried about chemtrails, about HARP, about what else causes you to be scared of anything. This is not longer relevant. There is no longer this elite and the plans. These were just products of our subconscious that had to be manifested in one way or the other. Neither the Anunnaki, nor 5G, nor any plans can touch you. Be aware that now is the period that some kind of chaos has to be created outside, because it shakes us, but it's not of relevance anymore. We can change it via mindset. I have also a great video on this, and I will quote it, because our DNA has already been changed holographically, and you just have to agree with it, that it is like that, and then the lengths in your DNA are different. And suddenly, your body will not longer react to the 5G radiation source for this microwave radiation. Then it just goes through you like nothing. And then you don't need to be scared about any of these effects that are now blown up in public. Be aware that you can skip everything that goes in the direction of we have to be scared or something. This is just distracting you. It was all part of this nightmare machinery. And that's why the Lucid Dream Mandela videos are so important, that you realize that there is nothing real, that we are living in Maya, in the illusion, and every day the events can change. And this knowing and realization is an absolute liberation. And I want to quote here 434. He says it is a huge understatement to call magic mushrooms magic, because they are actually miracle mushrooms. Not only they have the ability to heal depression all at once, so to expose those parts in you that are not longer relevant in your life, these parts that plague you. You have part in the operation when the depression is removed. You're seeing how the machine elves operate it out from you. But these machine elves communicate only with you when you're already in a higher frequency and the communication can flow. And that then your life will be aligned and your life will be synchronized, and that nothing is random anymore. And you will realize the synchronicity and deja vu communication every day. It is putting you on a path that is gaining as much as possible love, joy, harmony, and is not any more concerned about circumstances of lower frequency stories. You simply don't have to deal with this anymore. And this is same like as I say that the society, for me, since years is not any more existent and relevant. I have never for years to do with humans that are still in a... I was drawn back for years and I am still... So if others tell me that there are still people and they believe this and this, and one has to be careful what you say, for me this simply isn't real. This is not happening anymore. I was over 5 years on a very backdrawn place. It was an autistic, crystal clear place. And I almost never went to the city, even when I was placed in the middle of the city. But on this place we had everything we need, so I did not go for buying stuff, and also not visiting friends or something. There were around 5 to 10 friends that still visited me, and they all knew about this sacred place where I dwell and how I wanted to be. So don't bring me small talk and or don't bring me topics that will anyway die out. So it was a crystalline focus, and it was all creating and really ingenious things that happened. And this is a constant state for me since years. Therefore, any society issues are none of my reality anymore. Only others care this as a story in their mind. And it is really important to care for your surrounding, that it is harmonious. And it is really taking you on the hand, pack your things and go on a rainbow gathering. Then you're not longer forced to go every day to work, and it is simply basically the same what would make ayahuasca or DMT with one switch. You're getting clear and you see thousands of different possibilities. It is taking care of you. And it is like a miracle. And everyone who is right now ready for this are really invited to go on the way, to make a cut. Because it is like a dream every day. Every day we are forgetting, by the way, everything when we go in the dream world. And this is also why some people still have to die, because otherwise they couldn't let go. They are holding so much onto what they believe. And the only way you can decide that this here is your last incarnation is if you really make it to let go and to allow. And a human is not defined via his memories, what he thought he is, and the imprints that he has. It is all irrelevant. The paradise is already there. Step out into your reality. It is all created out of the inner. So this is now enough. Now it fades over into the fifth part that already is longer now finished and waiting for you. Namaste. And first I had a snippet that just came a few days ago to me about physicist Thomas Campbell. It will first be shown in intro if you don't know who he is, and he greatly talks about food is optional.
What may be the best explanation of this theory is made by a scientist and physicist named Thomas W. Campbell. With impressive credentials that include specialization in experimental nuclear physics, Campbell served in the defense industry for decades, for the Army's technical intelligence, and later in U.S. missile defense. In his richly detailed trilogy, My Big Toe, an acronym for My Big Theory of Everything, Campbell offers immaculate logic explaining how a multitude of seeming unnatural and contradictory occurrences, such as these, actually make sense when we come to understand that consciousness is simply information, and we are generating perception from our consciousness.
So when you run into these oddities that are hard to explain, often the explanation is just that. It's a wake-up call. You know, look at the crop circles that pop up different places in the world, and overnight, 25 acres of land get, the growth on that land gets reorganized for this hugely complex design that would probably be hard to do in a daylight with a team of, 50 surveyors to make all the angles and all the things just right, but it happens overnight in the dark. And, how does that happen? Well, we have our culture is very materialistic. So anything that we can't explain, the obvious explanation is the aliens do it. What else, right? We don't do it. We know we can't do it. So who else? It's a physical, if you're a materialist, it has to be some other physical thing. And so the aliens do it. But mostly it's the larger conscious system that does it, and it's part of the bumping people into a bigger perspective. So yes, it is possible. Yogis have been known to do this over the last even couple of hundred years, where they don't eat much. I did a little experience with it once. I read this lady's book, I can't remember her name, and I said, well, that's interesting. I'll have to see how that goes. So I fasted for 5 weeks. I didn't drink for the first 3 weeks at all, but I didn't do the way she said, because she said that you have to be quiet, you have to meditate, it's all part of a mental space, and it was that kind of a thing. It wasn't just something you did, but I didn't do that. I went to work every day. You know, it was just my regular day. You know, I didn't change my life at all. I just stopped eating and drinking for a while. I just wanted to see how it worked. And I didn't. I found that the weight dropped off for a while, and then it settled out. Didn't actually lose any more after that. At the end of 3 weeks, I hadn't drunk anything, no water, anything, and I looked that up, and I should have been dead by then. You're not supposed to live that long if you don't drink. But I felt okay, but after I looked it up and realized I was supposed to be dead, I noticed that my kidneys hurt. Yeah. So then I thought, well, if my kidneys hurt, maybe I should start drinking again. So I did. It was just an experiment to see what would happen, but it seemed to work all right. You know, I just ignored eating and drinking. I found that afterwards, though, I can kind of ignore eating or drinking, you know, at any time. Food is optional. Now, I eat, and I sometimes get hungry, but mostly I eat because it's time, rather than, you know, because I have a real need to. Sometimes I'll get hungry and I want something to eat, but it depends. But if I get in a situation where, say, you can't eat, you know, for some reason, you know, you don't get to have breakfast and you don't get to have lunch, if you miss food for a day or something, it just doesn't make any difference. It truly is optional. Now, when you don't eat, when I was working, I was exercising. You know, I didn't stop exercising. I was working out. I was doing the whole regular day for those 5 weeks. And I did notice that my energy level would go down to where I was walking a little slower. My exercise was a wrong fast walk, and I kept that pace up. But just that was a little low energy was the main result of that. So I think it's possible. Strange. There's a lot of things that are strange. Virtual realities can be very, very strange.
And one more note, you can find all Lucid Dream content not only on YouTube, but also on bit.tube/Cassiro. This is good to remember because I will not write it any time in the video description. And if YouTube sooner or later is not working, or maybe, then you have an alternative where you know how to find the material. And also on herethis.at/Cass0Gravity, you find all Lucid Dream work ever as MP3 download. Alright, and now finally it fades into Heart Over Matters. All is possible. It right starts with the breathing tutorial by Wim Hof. It's a 10-minute snippet. And right afterwards, it carries on with live video snippets in the already known Cass Lucid Dream style. So, have fun.
Great! Here we are. We are going to do the breathing. This is the first video of the mini class. The breathing. Breathing, how to change the chemistry. You know, stress, oxidative stress, it comes through the shallow breathing and a lot of stress coming in, so much pressure on our lives, and that deregulates our chemistry. Now, I found a very effective way how to deal with this deregulative through stress coming in chemistry inside of our physiology. Body and mind are suffering normally of this wrong chemistry. And with this one, with these exercises I'm going to show, you are able to regulate your chemistry in the depth. We have shown this in the university studies, and right now, here it is. It's going to come. Don't do this in a swimming pool. Don't do this in a car. Do it like me. I'm gonna do this lying here. Do it in your bed, on the sofa, wherever, because this is very strong. Very, very strong. And it is able to knock you out of your consciousness just for a couple of seconds. But imagine what happens if you are in a car or in a swimming pool doing this. Don't do this. We are learning how to go deeply within our physiology, the way nature meant it to be, and that is going past our normal conditioning. Okay, you can all read it up. Go into it, make your notes, your retention times, see what happens with your body and with your mind. The thing is, this is a very effective way to become alkaline. We have shown this in the studies. So, become the master over your chemistry. Do this 3 rounds in the morning, and during the day, your blood is right on. This exercise goes as follows. I'm sitting here, but I'm gonna lie because then I'm most relaxed. So I suggest you do this in your bed or on the sofa. If you feel really relaxed sitting, that's okay. So what I do is, I'm relaxed. I'm gonna lie down. I got a belly. I got a chest. I got my head. And with the three parts, actually the whole body, not only the lungs are breathing, we are able to manipulate by belly breathing is deeper part of the lungs. The chest is the upper part of the lungs. That is deep breathing. And even within the head, we are able to receive more oxygen in the head, in the brain. It's logical because it's part of your body and oxygen gets in there. We all found this out. So belly, chest, head. That's the way it goes, like this. Letting go. Fully in. Letting go. Not fully out, but fully in. Once again. Fully out means there's still more coming out. Don't do that. Just letting go. So, fully in. Then letting go. Once you get this rhythm, you do this 30 times. Your head becomes lightheaded. You become loose in the body. It feels like, whoa, tingling in the hands and feet. It's all possible and it's all okay. Breathe toward it. Intensify those symptoms. Lightheadedness, loose in the body and tingling, make it stronger because that's your charge. And then you go 30 times, 40 times, it's okay. Fully in, letting go. Don't think in time, don't think in numbers, think in intensity, think in feeling, feel. Follow the flow of your breath. Then at 30, you take them fully in. Let go. You could time it. After the exhalation, let go. You stop breathing. Press the time device. Boom, stopwatch. And go and feel. Round number one, you will be able to stay for 1 minute, 1.5 minute without air in the lungs. just route number one. When you feel the urge to breathe after the exhalation and then staying in, stopping breathing, timing, you take the urge to breathe, okay. You take a breath, hold it, squeeze a little for 10 seconds, 15 seconds to your head, breath hold, and stop the timer, and then you let go. That is round number one. Then we go again, round number two. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. 30 times, 40 times. Whenever you feel lightheaded, loose in the body, tingling, okay, those are the symptoms. Intensify those symptoms by breathing toward it. Go with the flow, feel. And you feel charged, you feel very lightheaded, loose in the body, tingling, strong, that's a charge. You take them in, you let it go, you stop, time again, and let it go. When you feel the urge to breathe again, fully in, hold 10 to 15 seconds. And then round number two is done. And then we go into round number three, same thing. Only every time the retentions are longer because you bring in more oxygen, because you relax deeper every time, more and deeper, thus more oxygen is able to get in, and the retentions, that is the stopping of breathing after exhalation, will be longer and longer and longer. And as it is longer, it is because it goes deeper into the lymphatic system, then your chemistry becomes alkaline. More oxygen gets in, acidity goes out, alkalinity comes in. Amazing how simple and effective. After round three, if you like to do, you do another round, like round number four, because you love it, because you like it, because you feel it. You will understand high on your own supply when you do this. Round number three, round number four, high on your own supply. It's gonna be great. To do the breathing best, it's a question a lot of time asked. I say on empty stomach in the morning before you go have breakfast. That's the great time to do it. Or whenever your stomach is empty and you feel, hey, I got some spare time, or don't feel so really good, I want to have some peace, go into your breathing on empty stomach, empty stomach, empty stomach. It's the best. Then you are able in three rounds to change your chemistry full on. Good luck. Hey guys, thanks for doing the breathing with me. It was great. So from here we go into the cold. The next video, I got a great exercise for that. I mean, the mystery of the cold is going to be revealed. Let's get into this because it's there. It's beautiful. Good luck.
Und dann singen wir die Welt buchstäblich neu in Existenz. Das ist das, was in Ikaros steckt. Das im tiefstfrequenten, höchstfrequenten Raum hört man diese Ikaros-Gesänge, der Pflanzenmeister, des tiefsten Selbst. Und man sieht, wie aus diesen Gesängen Welten erschaffen werden. Ja? Und dann geht es nur noch darum, dass man platonische Körper, diese einfach stabile geometrische Formen höchster heiliger Geometrie sich vorstellen kann Und in denen kann man dann stabil Realitäten platzieren. Das ist das, wie es mir mitgeteilt wird. Und was definitiv ein absoluter Realitätsdurchbruch sein wird. Ja, wir sind Hyperraumspinne. Wir verspinnen Netzen. Der Schamane ist die Spinne, der den luziden Traum neu verwebt. And be aware, when you rise up in frequency, you're not anymore attached so lightly to emotions. Emotions are really kind of demanding a lot of your energy, and this will fade out more and more. This is, for example, the reason why I do not hear any more music. I was for years into music. This was my drug. I loved techno music, I loved Goa, I loved then space and ambient, I loved solfeggio and all this, and I was. But when I listen to music, I am the enthusiasm, I am the vibe, I am this, but I am all frequencies. I am everything all the time. Therefore, I cannot listen to music anymore, or really rarely seldom. And then I go all in. But I am all frequency. So I am a whole symphony and orchestra, and it would just occupy too much of my clarity. You're over it. You're in a kind of sovereign state, this goddess state. There is a lot of love, absolute love, but you're not in these emotions of attachment and if and then and high and down and all this. So yeah, just never. I will love to share my silence as well this year in ceremonies. Yeah. And here I have, just to show here the pictures. It's a tip to watch the video about how to produce natural DMT just via darkness. What it is about Kambu, I also wrote about on the Lucid Dream homepage. And when I'm at Rainbows, I just offer Kambu for almost for free. It is really it is such a great detoxification. You only have to do it once or twice in your life, and it will get a huge step forward. But as said, you can also dry fast for a longer time. This will also bring a huge thing. And Iboga is such a great spiritual entheobotanic goddess that is inside, that is getting you rid of you. Afterwards, you don't want to smoke, you don't want to eat fast food and sugar and all these things. You don't want to be annoyed anymore in your life with lower frequent things. You get kind of pure state as you were in the childhood. This is what it does, and you only have to do it once. Or microdosing is so great, and you have so alive dreams. You can work with it and you feel so much more pure, and you don't need out things. And it is resetting the patterns in your brain, in your mind, and it gets you a window that opens where you can, if you want to make a change in your life, where you can very easily go with this. This is really what I wanted to transport, because this also helped me a lot to now literally jump off, fly, get wings. As a fairy now, getting wings. A legend of Native Indians says, when the women on Earth start to give back their menstruational blood to the Earth, all wars will end. I simply use cotton inlays to suck the blood, that one can wash out and give the sacred water to the Earth. Menstruational blood is sacred. It is pure stem cells carrying Ur information. And also about perception, you have a much higher perception if you stop cutting your hair everywhere. This is what I saw years ago, this great video of this crystal children. She was talking all about the benefits of letting hair grow, and it is such a thing in our society. And as you may have seen, for me, I let my hairs grow everywhere. I did it years ago that I felt I have to do it. I have not to stop to do it over and get over again to shave myself. Because you have then a much more fine perception, and it is when you cut the hairs, then it is like you would cut the hairs of a cat, and you cannot feel so much anymore. You can see this in hyperspace, that hairs have so thousandfold connection to everywhere, and it is opening up the third eye much more when you wear your hairs like this. Then it is collecting the energy and you get very clear and focused. This is why I love to wear now all most time my hairs bound up. And also for guys, when they're children, they don't have a beard. When they are grown up, when they're men, then they have a beard. This is just not natural. This has a lot more connections and emitting. And it is, just wanted to tell that it is, I find it, for me, it is beautiful hairs, seeing people that do let grow hair naturally. This is just back to the roots. And another thing that I have to mention here is what Victor Truviano says about, please stop the saying about be in the here and now. So often people say be in the here and now, and he says, because this is about be in the present. And there's a difference of being in presence and being in present. Because when you have to be in the here and now, in the present, then you cannot be anywhere else. And he always speaks about this space without time, without limit, that is in the silence, that is always where we always can go in, and where there is no limitation. And this state is where you are in presence. You're aware, you are in presence, but you're not bound that you must be in the here and now. This is that much more meditation can flow through you when you do not close off yourself to be just here and now and not anywhere else. So free yourself also from that saying. And when you want, I will know. When this is why I now put all in that just comes to my mind that I wanted to transport, because when this is now finished. Yet there is something more coming. The Mandela effect hit me fully, and its deep meaning for awakening. But all in its proper time, when it is ripe. Because when this is now finished, I enjoy long time not having to do anything in front of the MacBooks. Even so, it was really worth doing it, but I will love to live in the real world, to connect to people, to be at the same time in period spectrum, to be everywhere and nowhere. And when you want to stay in contact, there is a soul family mailing list that I care for, and you just write a mail. You find the email address at Lucid Dream homepage. If you want to get in, you will find your way. Just write at me and I will do it. And because there are places that I want to connect, where you can live free, and these light islands and community places. When I get to know something, then I mail it around in my list, and so this is how you can take part. Or, for example, if I ever offer one shamanic ceremony, then you can also be in. All right. And you're really welcome to download this video and to upload it to other channels, to your channel. This my one. My channel is a very small one. It would be really great to share this. Also know that it seems that Facebook is blacklisting this thing, because I get now again and again cut off. I have no right to say anything about breatharianism. I always have to wait then a long time to make one post about it. So it seems to be a topic like flat earth that don't want to show up. And I will not say more about it. I made a video about this topic that I just mentioned. It is in the end really not so much of importance. We are creating our own reality. We were given pictures how things were or are. And it is the waking up process. And I really have this feeling to transform into, allowing, and also these click, 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 click. Some consciousness has to be in the state. And I was remembered very, very close to hyperspace experience when I watched the Hellstrom Chronicles, which is a great documentary about insects. There are these motherships in the termite mound, these termite things, and they have these huge queens. They are so fat that they cannot move by themselves. They need hundreds of small workers to move them. And their purpose is to control, to check, to let all the currents of information flow through them. And this is exactly what I experience often, so often, body's own. It is often at night, then I hear the frequency rising, and suddenly it is cutting through my eyes like thousands of fine glass membranes. And my eyes get spiraling, and I can out of a sudden make electromagnetic fields spiraling with such a power and force. That I know I have to do this. It tells me, please, someone has to. This is rising the frequency. This is making it harmonious. And I always was just for shortcut periods in these states. And my meaning is to go longer into this and to dedicate what I am to this birth process of consciousness. To this big awakening, what can be and will be one big flash moment where we are all connected, and it will be like with the grasshoppers, that is one bling that transforms millions of individual grasshoppers to one collective swarm intelligence. It is the collective body transmitter serotonin that is in all collectively at the same time released. And for us humans, it will be the same for body own DMT and 5-MeO-DMT. This is where evolution goes as one connected morphogenetic organism, and we really can be looking forward for this, because this really means to realize that we are given the gifts of the gods, and there are no boundaries, and we are immortal, and we can create anything we like. We can, there was one shaman that once said, for 10 seconds of this state, you would die 100 times. And we died 100 times for it. But now it is time to really earn the results, earn the yield. Everything and I will always be blessed. And my final mission is to give this blessing back to the outer, to manifest it, to this is the only thing how I can respond to so grateful I can be what I was allowed to experience and to get to know. This is the only response I can bring to completely dedicate myself to this birth process of a newborn reality. This is where we melt and this is where we meet. Namaste. I love to move, to dance, to sing, to all the, but when it's not the time for it, I had to stay as long as possible with this project because it was a huge amount, and I really said, oh, 500 hours of work constantly without a break. But in fact, if it would have taken 1,000 hours or even more, it would be completely been worth doing it. This is the last message that one can hand over, that one can tell humanity or yourself. In the end, there is no humanity. It is all cells within one big body that is going toward this evolution that now gets visible. And this is really seeding light and spreading it. And so it's absolutely okay. Everything is self-made when I wanted to do this, but it was worth. And I really hope that this video will be shared and reposted and republished on many different channels. The channel I have is such a small one, and it is just giving away all the love and all the resonance and making it visible. Yeah. Thank you for staying so long. I know the videos are always so long with me, but I prefer this instead of having to post so many small videos. It would cost even more work, and yeah, there will be the point where I don't want to digitalize the biggest things anymore. It's done now. just connect, really a tip, go this year on a rainbow gathering, look at rainbowforum.net, there you find any connection for manifesting any kind of paradise in this still physical existence. Imagine a magical world. Far, far away, close to the heartbeat of the sounds of the night, until the morning hours, the shouts, howlings, and calls of human creatures deep in the woods were echoed, while deep drumming sounds complement the graceful guitar sounds in the camp next door. I did not want to fall asleep, because it was so astounding, beautiful and new. Because with every sound, every view, so many inner layers were touched. Everyone is free. Silent day. From a notebook I captured, it's my day of silence, a full day of listening. Listening to you, listening to my heart. An impressive rainbow tradition. The day before or after full moon party, everything is silenced throughout the whole camp. Magic when at sunset the and the drums break the silence. People start stamping and rolling in the dust of the sacred fire. Hundreds of musicians wake up. Thousands dance and cheer. Cheer. And here's a rainbow joke. What should happen? The worst that can happen is that you wake up by the alarm clock and have to go to work. Feels like the big summer holidays forever. Imagine the whole world umming. A quantum hop. Yes, just imagine that umming. It's enough if a fraction of the world ums at the same time. Feels like this. I call this picture rainbow circle resonance. Full moon. It's epic when the harmonious frequency that man can sound focuses and wipes hectares of rainbow area. At the same time, in dozens of motherships of life, all over the planet.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, 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 yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Mother, I hear you in the river's song, eternal waters flowing on and on. Mother, I hear you in the river's song, eternal waters flowing on and on. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho. Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the Spirit's gonna take us higher. Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the Spirit's gonna take us higher. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho.
The universe is asking, Show me your new vibration. I will show you miracles. If you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is dark and negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation. Lao Tzu.